are, I can't explain it. Maybe it's the, I'm using this electronic electrocuting thing on it in the mornings. I think I might.
Maybe you need to lay off the electrocution of your face.
I'm wondering if that's what's doing it.
It may be.
Yo, I woke up the other day, though.
Y'all, I'm electrocuting my face and it burns and I don't know why it's burning.
And I don't know what's happening.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome to episode 35, where Holly is
finally learning
way in the 70s. You're like doing disco over there on the screen. And I'm very nasally all of a sudden. I'm like about to sneeze. And
you're allergic? There's something up in that room. You got you're allergic.
Allergic to John Garrett.
Apparently.
Goodness.
Oh my. I got to edit all that out on them sniffs. Mute yourself if you're going to sniff.
I don't know how to mute.
Okay, people. Yeah, don't touch anything, Joni, don't touch anything. Oh my gosh. She shuts the whole thing down. Hey, guys, we are here. It is episode 35. And I mean, you know, we've got stuff to talk about today. So hope everyone's having a great spring. It is gorgeous. Kind of cool and, you know, a little cooler than it's been, but really, really nice. So I'm just saying all I'm doing is buying clothes and shoes and returning clothes and shoes. That's all I'm doing. Just need to let you know.
Well, that's not all I'm doing.
That's all full time. Order it. Try it on. Order it. Get it. Someone else try it on.
I'm worn out.
Send it back. All right. Well, give us you have a lot to update us on your trip. You took a trip.
Yeah, I did. Well, I took a business trip to Chattanooga with two students. And my husband, and we went to, it's CTE, which is Career Technical Education, and we went to a competition called Skills, and this year, thankfully, we were just observers. I don't know how, because you know I'm such a perfectionist with stuff.
Yeah, yep.
And so it was a lot better just being an observer than having to compete, but our radio department won state again.
Did they really?
They did.
Goodness,
yeah.
That means it's kind of carrying on. Because of you that don't know, Joni's husband Ron was in charge of the radio program for several years, and I think that they were the first to win.
That was the first time they won state, and they won state every year that he was a teacher.
Yeah. I mean,
and now he has been gone 2 years, and they've won state both years.
That's
Ron
great.
Even won nationals. Which,
oh, that's right.
You know, he beat Hollywood. They beat
New York City.
New York.
They beat New York. Yep.
They did. You know, I mean, it was really pretty impressive.
It is impressive. And I'm glad to see they're still doing well. The program is, you know, sometimes you build it up and then it kind of, the person that does it leaves and then it falls. But if it has enough of a reputation and obviously who they have is good, you know, still carry it on.
Right.
That's awesome. All right. But you did.
Okay.
You observed for Skills
for culinary arts. Anyway, but it's not, I mean, that there's so much to tell that it really has nothing to do with the competition. So let me just jump right in here.
You had some adventures.
We did. First of all, Ron Schenk ate the entire time. I mean, the entire time. My two girls that were with me were like, how do you eat so much?
She kept texting me pictures and texting me saying like, God, he just ate a whole pizza.
So there was one day and he ate breakfast. I don't even remember what he ate for breakfast, but then we went walking looking for somewhere to eat. And there was this pizza place and Ron Schenk ordered a whole Hawaiian pizza and ate every bite by himself. Mm-hmm. And it was not a small,
it wasn't like a little personal.
No,
like you're not,
it was
just
not
joshing
a personal
and,
pan.
Okay, it wasn't
no,
just a little
he
small.
Ate an entire pizza. Well, then that night,
growing boy,
the girls and I had to go to the aquarium there for a kickoff conference and whatever. And we actually had a friend, one of our neighbors has a welding company. And so he was a vendor at Skills. And so he was there with all his people. So Ron went out with the guys and he ate like a shrimp po' boy. And
goodness,
there's no telling what he ate. And then, So we get back from the aquarium, we haven't eaten. And so we just run over to this little diner across the street to eat. And Ron orders 3 huge pancakes and eats every pie. I mean, I'm like, what are you like 21 and drunk? I don't know what is even going on here.
Had you been out with the boys? You having a little marijuana? What was going on? What was happening? I mean, he was dessert though, Joni. That was dessert.
They were huge.
It was dessert from his dinner.
They were huge.
Dinner. Oh gosh.
Anyway. Well, so he ate, and seriously, my girls, but one of my girls, he was talking about, I don't even know what we were talking about, teaching or something. I think he was talking about when he used to be a teacher there. And she looked at him and she said, wait, you were Miss Shank's teacher?
And you said, well, almost.
I just left. He looked at her and he said, I really hate that girl.
Oh, I really can't but stand
later,
her.
So then the day that we're leaving and we're having breakfast together and they're going through the, who does Ron Shank look like? And of course, you know, there's the man in the yellow hat and Bill Nye the Science Guy and Bob Saget and, you know, all these. And he said, yeah, I know. And the guy from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Same girl looks up and goes, oh, the fat one with glasses?
Oh, my goodness. You all should see Joni rolling her head back and laughing right now. It's really hilarious.
Oh, he deserves every bit of it. I know. Every bit. Okay, so here's more excitement while we're there. So a man walks into the convention center. Now, there are kids everywhere. I mean, they're doing skid, they're doing the competitions, they're walking the vendor exhibits, they're
packed out.
Whole state of Tennessee kids there. Man walks in, has on a backpack, little flashing light on it.
Flashing light on his backpack?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, and our friend Monty, who was there, that was in one of the exhibit booths, saw him. He said, but I didn't think, there's weird people all over. I didn't think anything about it.
That's for sure.
So he walks up to the guys at the National Guard booth and looks at him and says, have you ever killed anybody?
Oh, boy.
And then says, I like killing people. Well, he then proceeds to walk away and walks to two women in the booth right across from Monty and looks at him and he holds up 2 cell phones and he said, I have a bomb in my backpack and I have 2 detonators. If you look away from me, I will blow this building to pieces.
Oh my gosh. That is terrifying.
They could react. The National Guard had already gone and gotten the police.
I was going to say, I'm surprised those boys didn't just walk his little boo-honey on out, but you don't know how to handle that.
They handled it really well. Oh. I mean, they had kids locked down in no time.
That's so scary.
When he saw the police coming to him, he just took off running.
Oh,
ran
did he
out
really?
Of the yeah, dropped his backpack and ran out of the building. And of course they grabbed the backpack and took it outside, you know, ran it outside.
Sheesh, those guys, dude.
Yeah. Seriously. And bomb squad came, they put the, you know, the little bomb, they took the backpack out in the middle of the street, stopped traffic, put the bomb box over it and detonated it. Or blew it up or whatever they do. And he didn't have a bomb. It was tools and clothes and drugs and something else.
Did they end up catching him?
They did catch him.
Because he's going to go to jail. Boy is going to go to jail for a while.
He did. He went to jail.
Absolutely.
And
you don't get to play like, you know.
Yeah.
Talk about yelling fire in a crowded theater. That's exactly what that is.
So, that was, you know.
I don't like to hear that since my daughter lives in that area.
It's just crazy. Some crazy guy.
Oh my goodness.
Again, mental health.
Yep. It's a
thing. you know, it was okay. But I'm going to tell you, when you're in charge of somebody else's kids and you have to have them text our CTE director typed up, you know, a message, an official message, because you know this is going to get out on the news. The news really didn't pick it up, and I think that's for the best. It was on some Chattanooga news.
But, yeah, but someone's going to get it on like Facebook, on social media, and then parents are going to freak out. Yeah. You got to put a statement. Yeah,
right. So I looked at him. I copied and pasted it and sent it to my girls, and I said, "Copy and paste this and send this to your parents. But before you do, that you tell them that you were okay.
Right. That's what I meant. Like, maybe like, I'm good. It's over.
You were not, you know, everything's fine."
Oh, y'all.
And I said, and then send that message. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one girl said, "Oh, my mom's not going to get it because she's working. She won't look at her phone." I said, "Send it to your grandparents." Send it to somebody.
Yeah.
Let them know that you were okay.
That was good because, you're right. You never know. Someone hears about it and then you get worrying and then you don't hear from them. And you're like, if I don't hear from them and it's something's happening, then that's like time to worry. Yeah. Oh, my
goodness.
And then
my kids said, you know, my kids were like, "My mama hadn't texted me back." And I said, "That's all right. My mama hadn't either."
Yeah. Your mama didn't even text you back.
She didn't even. She was playing bridge.
She could not be bothered with you.
No, do not. Don't
she
bother.
Knew you were fine.
God forbid you interrupt the bridge game.
She saw it and probably was like, "Okay, she's fine. That's good. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to her later. No problem."
My mother's the least emotional person that I know.
But. Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. Well, the aquarium, I love how did they, did you guys get to go through it, or
we
was
did.
It just kind of
so
in one
we
area?
Went, we were out on the green for a while, you know, doing whatever kickoff, and they let us go through. We started going through the river museum. Which is kind of a waste for us. Because
no, I think
here.
It's cool. I love the river one, though.
I know, but
there's
it's
some
just
big
kind of,
fishies down in that river.
So what? That's the paddlefish.
I know, but they're big. They're so big.
And then we were going to go through the ocean, but the line was so incredibly long. And my kids said, "Do we have to do that now?"
Oh, that's a bummer. I love it. Sorry. I love that aquarium. It's really cool. It's one of the better ones.
We did go to the moon pie store.
Oh, there's a
moon got pie. You a present.
Did you give me a moon pie?
It's a present.
I am so excited. Yep. It's my souvenir. So, that's awesome.
What else? We stayed at the Reed House, which is a historical hotel. And I need to message the guy that does the Lure podcast.
Okay.
Because
tell me
ghost
everything. Is it haunted? Okay.
So,
okay.
I think the woman's name was Lenora. I believe. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But there is a room that she evidently was, I don't know, they didn't know if she was married or just in a relationship.
Oh, I think I've heard this story.
She started taking some men up to the hotel room back and forth. And he was not very pleased with her. So he killed her and decapitated her. In the bathtub.
This is the bride in the bath. I've heard this story.
Yeah.
I didn't know it happened there. I've heard it happening other places. So I wonder, or maybe I'm just getting mixed up. I could be getting mixed up.
I don't know.
But that's a famous story. You were at that hotel?
Yeah.
Without me, Joni?
Yes. And so I started talking to the women down that work the desk. And, you know, we started exchanging ghost stories and stuff. And so the woman said, you know, she said, "I'll be standing here. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, you can feel somebody behind you." Mm-hmm. And I just think it's one of the guys or whatever. And she said, "And then they'll like blow on my neck and I'll turn around and nobody's there." And she said, "And I mean, it's like a, on my neck."
It's not like a little soft
something.
Okay.
So.
Well, see, what some of our listeners don't know probably is that I think we talked about it. We definitely talked about it when we talked about the Crescent Hotel down in Eureka Springs and all that. But we have sort of a fascination with haunted hotels. And that's going to be one of our next life adventures is we're going to go stay in some of these spots when we get these dang kids grown and out. When Joni retires...
It may be closer. It may be sooner.
We got to get Joni retired. And then, but even when you're not, we can still, and we're going to go around to some of these historic hotels and the ones that are maybe have some good stories and hauntings and things like that. And, you know, just scare the bejeepers out of ourselves. So that's cool. That's neat. You got to stay in a fun. I love historic hotels. Those are my favorite.
It was a lovely hotel.
Where is it located? Really, is it downtown or further out?
It is downtown.
Okay.
It's right where.
I've heard of it.
Do you know where the convention center is? The mm-hmm. Marriott downtown? Mm-hmm. It's just less than a block away.
Okay. That's such a cute area. It has a very cute downtown. It's very lovely. Walkable yeah. downtown.
Yes.
You know, yeah. It's not like St. Louis downtown. You might get shanked. Anyway, it's fine. That's awesome. I love that. Last night? We went to, had a very, very nice dinner for my mother-in-law's 80th birthday, which is today. Today is her 80th birthday.
Happy birthday, Susan.
I know.
Need to message her.
Yeah. So she's out to lunch with friends today, but we went to Thatch and Jess are in town. They came in for a quick couple days. So they came in and we went to a really lovely restaurant called Olive and Oak, and it's in Webster Groves, St. Louis people. You'll probably be familiar. And we had not been to their new location. They had been just up the road. And Tim and I think had been once. And it was very good. Anyway, it was very nice. Like one of the best meals all of us said we've had. So wow. I just highly recommend the appetizer was that we got different appetizers to start. And we had this one. It was called Fromage Blanc or something anyway, but it was like this most wonderful white, soft, fluffy cheese. You know how it kind of a, I don't even know what kind that is. Probably a, I don't know. And like some fig jam on it and this delicious like seed roll and these, it was so good. I took the first bite and I just looked up at Jess and I was like, oh, and she's like, what?
You had a moment?
I did. I was like, oh, snap. And then she took a bite and she was like, oh, Thatcher, this is so good. So it was delicious. The whole meal was delicious. It was so nice. And we had her good friend who lives in the same community that she does here, just a good friend of hers, Miss Cynthia. And then we had Roger and Linda, Phoebe, came and to dinner with us, which was wonderful. So we laughed. They told stories. Roger told Gary stories, which are always, you know, just that's Tim's
hilarious.
Dad. Always,
yeah.
always hilarious. So he's got some real good ones. So we laughed and celebrated and had a fun time. So that was really good. In other news, my face has been like hot. It's getting like hot all the time. And not flashes. Just like my cheeks I can't explain it. Maybe it's I'm using this electronic electrocuting thing on it in the mornings. I think I might.
Maybe you need to lay off the electrocution of your face.
I'm wondering if that's what's doing it.
It may be.
Y'all, I woke up the other day, though.
Y'all, I'm electrocuting my face, and it burns, and I don't know why it's burning.
And I don't know what's happening. The other day, I woke up, and I knew I'd get no sympathy.
No.
The other day, I woke up, and it was, like, hot on one side, really hot and red. And it was a little bit kind of itchy that day on and off.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I've put something, and I definitely didn't use the electrocution thing that morning. I was like, I better take a break. But I've had a couple different new creams. I've tried a couple new products and creams or like foundations. I thought maybe something's, I don't know. So I tried, but then it went away. But I noticed sometimes that it just, but you know, that electrocution thing, it's those two balls, you know what I mean? It's one of those devices that like has these two metal balls and you, Joni is y'all looking at me like I have
never electrocuted my face ever.
Well, here's what, it was on Instagram, so I bought it. Okay. It was an ad on Instagram and it got me. And it's supposed to like firm things up.
Okay.
I don't know that it's, everything's really hot though. It's supposed to like, stimulate the cells in the face.
Okay. Evidently they're stimulated.
So I think maybe it's working. Maybe it's start. I can't tell any difference at all, but I'm also not super consistent with it, but maybe that is what it is. It's a real light pulse, but I had it turned up pretty good the other day and my eyes started twitching.
Yeah. You're going to give yourself like Bell's palsy or something. I don't know. This is electrocution.
I
gotta tell you, there are days that I'm glad I am not a girly girl. This is
one of them. I just thought I'd try it. It looks fun. I like to try things. They're fun to me. It's fun. And I knew, and then I thought about telling you about it, and then I knew you would just think that that was, I just need people to know the situation over here. I'm electrocuting my face.
I may use it, but I'll let you be the guinea pig.
Well, I'm testing it. I don't know. I don't see any, but I mean, it says over time it's supposed to, you know, stimulate the cells and the, but it is, my cheeks just get hot lately and I don't know what's going on with that. So maybe
can I start calling you hot cheeks?
Hot lips. You can call me hot lips. Sheesh.
No, that's for somebody else.
Okay. Moving on. The other thing that I just realized the other day is that so King Charles's coronation is on the same day that Avery graduates. That's sad.
Bummer.
Well, I think it's going to be, here's the thing though, it'll be at like 4 or 5 in the morning our time.
Yeah,
so now I got to get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning, get Tim up and he'll be up and watch that. And then I heard graduation's not till like 2. So it probably will work out pretty good, but I'm going to be
might fall asleep during graduation.
I was thinking that. And then we're going to dinner at a nice restaurant. What if I'm just all worn out because I had to watch the coronation? I'm a little triggered about that. That's two big events in one day. I needed them to spread it out.
Well, let me call England and I will tell them.
Please put in a call to Chuck and say, looky here. Holly has another event already scheduled for that day. And it's been scheduled since, you know, her daughter started going to school there. So you're going to have to step aside.
Right.
So, but that'll be fun. I'm actually really looking for, I mean, those events are so fun. The weddings are so fun to watch. And I've never seen a coronation. This will be a first. So, I mean, never had one.
That's right. We've not. That's right.
Not that it's us, but you know what I mean? We've never, Elizabeth.
I just don't I'm not a Charles fan. So.
I know, but that's okay. I'm just there for all the pomp and circumstance and all the, you know, it'll be a
so wedding. So when does Avery graduate?
The sixth. So in about 2 weeks. She had her final class. She texted us today and said, "I just finished my final class of all time." She's like, "Of forever."
Of forever. She'll probably go to grad school.
No, she will not. She will not.
She's not. No, not she's in like her, not she's in her like, plan. Huh?
I'm good. But so she's finished with all her classwork. She's got a final.
You've also
tomorrow.
Got Kentucky Derby in there.
Is that that's on the same day too?
That's the 5th. Yes, that's Saturday the 5th.
No, Saturday is the 6th.
Is it the 6th? Okay.
It's that it's always on Saturday.
Well, so you got the Kentucky Derby there too.
Well, I'll be dressed for all the events. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. I'll be dressed up and it'll all have to work for I'm going to
wear
the
big old hat
because my daughter's graduating.
Have you got a favorite?
No, I don't even know who's racing this year. I have no idea. Tell me who, do you?
Not anymore. I used to, but I don't remember their names now.
Oh, you mean like a favorite Derby winner?
No, a favorite horse this year.
Oh, for this one. Oh, no, I don't know much about it this year.
And I'd looked it up and I'd started kind of, you know, looking at them.
Getting ready.
But really, I don't make my mind up until I see them.
Me neither.
I got to see. I want to see how they're behaving. I want to see.
I want to see them. I want to see the little light in their eyes. I want to see all the stuff, the pre-stuff they talk about. And then I kind of... Yeah, same. So I guess I'll. Well, that's usually not until about almost 5 our central time. So that'll be 6.
Right.
We'll be out of graduation. We'll be heading to the route. I'll pull it up on my phone. Maybe they'll. I
got a derby party to go to.
Oh, are you going? You're not going to the super fancy one, are you?
I am not going to the super fancy one again. Sorry. I just don't want to.
Okay.
So
you have a derby party?
I do. Paige, my friend Paige is having a derby party.
That'll be a good one.
It'll be a good one.
Oh, I'm a little I'm going to need to come down for that next year.
You do.
Everyone will be graduated. I won't have to worry with that anymore. I should come down for
it. You should.
We need to go.
I know. That's on my bucket list.
It is.
We're going to Churchill Downs, baby.
We need to go.
Yeah. We do. That
we could. Just the two of us or whatever. Now, whoever wants
and
to come.
Paige but... also, now they go to like the races because, you know, they're right. in the all of this stuff. And they go to the ones in Hot Springs and the, I can't call it, the Iroquois. And so they're going all the time.
Okay.
Just show up at some of the races.
But... But no, the Derby would be, it doesn't matter like where our tickets, like none of that matters.
I know.
It just, you know,
just to say we've been to the Derby.
Just to see it and then get a mint julep in my hand and one of them little sandwiches you made and we'll be good to go.
Kentucky hot brown.
The Kentucky hot brown. That doesn't sound, Kentucky brown sounds like, I don't know. I'm not going to say.
Sounds like what you pick up off the track at the Derby.
I'm just saying, Kentucky horses, brown, it's hot. I don't know. Okay. We totally messed that up. So that's right. Okay. So there's those three big things, y'all. Oh my goodness sakes. Okay. Well, it's going to be a great, it's just going to be a big celebration from the crack of dawn. I'll have to be in my muumuu for my caftan for the coronation
and then
I might just move right on. In to graduation, and then
please
I'll
take
derby.
Your Virginia Slim with you when you go and your giant glasses.
I can't do that to the coronation.
Well, not to the coronation, but I think you totally need to do that for Avery's graduation. And then when she's up on stage, you just wave at her real big.
Hey, baby,
with your cigarette between.
Hey, baby, my big old glasses. Don't tempt me. She did call today, though. She has a hole in her tire. She said she called me. I was driving around doing errands like a crazy woman. And she calls and she says, I thought she said, I have a hole in my toe. And I was like, what? I have a hole in my toe. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what happened? I'm in like.
Yeah. Something went through your toe. Yes.
I didn't even know. I'm like, what do you mean? There's a hole in your toe. She's like, no, in my tire. And I'm like, oh, in your tire. So bless
well, that
her.
That makes it a whole lot better.
Well, see? It did. I was like, well, I'm glad, you know, I feel better now. And she was fine. She'd made it back to her house and stuff, but she's like, what do I do? So that's kind of a bummer, but she had her last day of class. She didn't have anything else she had to do today. Cause you know, all of a sudden you can't, she's got roommates that, you know, obviously they can get rides and stuff. So she's got to deal with a hole in her tire. Bless her. So I said, get some of them boys up there that know what they're doing.
That's exactly right.
Take that tire off, and if they can get the spare on, I mean, if the spare looks good, change it out, drive down the mountain, which is terrifying, with a tire that's...
With a donut. Yeah.
With a donut. And, you know, but I said the car's got to get... You know, you can go see if they can patch the tire.
Right.
They might can patch it. If not, you got to buy two tires. She's like, okay. That's the excitement here.
Yeah, well, I haven't really had much after Chattanooga. Chattanooga, and then
yeah. When did you get back? What day did you have
back? We got back Wednesday.
Okay.
Evening.
So you still had 2 days of school after that.
I still had 2 days of school after that.
Goodness,
yeah, I just did not sleep Friday night. Could not sleep. I was up at 2 and 3. You know those. It's like the harder you try to. So then Saturday, I was just
exhausted.
Blah.
Yep.
You know, I had all these things I wanted to do, and I didn't do it. I watched baseball.
That's good, though. You know what I mean? You got to take a break.
Sunday, we had homecoming at church.
Oh.
And I'm on the fellowship team, so I had to, you know, cook and clean and all of that. There was that, and now I'm right back at school. So.
That's nice. Now, the next thing that I did want to talk about that kind of leads into, that you reminded me, is it's prom time. It's prom season. So
it is. Yep. Our prom here is Saturday night.
Okay. I figured a lot of the schools just had it. Actually a couple of the ladies, moms in my Bible study, their poor kids, they had it. It was the night of the tornado,
big tornado
warnings. So they were like in the friend's basement, you know, having a great time though,
of course.
Luckily it was early enough. It was done by before 7, the storm and the warnings and everything, and nothing really happened here. But they were all dressed up and in the basement of somebody's house. And, you know, I thought, can you imagine, again, kind of like what you said with the girls and the having someone else's kids. You've got a whole house full of kids, and there's a tornado.
Yeah. There's a door. You feel a huge responsibility.
You do.
I mean, it's just like,
you do. It's like, yeah, oh my goodness, please don't let us be on the news.
Yeah.
So a couple of those already happened. I saw Tim and I went to dinner last, I don't know when that was, sometime. We were just in Kirkwood. And I saw this little couple walk by to go to dinner. And I was like, well, I'm underdressed. And they just laughed.
Did you whammy? Did you give them the whammy?
Okay. I thought we needed to tell that story. I'm going to let you. That's on my little prom. This is our little prom time memories. Prom time. We can talk about our dresses we wore. But.
Oh, we're going to our prom. Okay.
Well, like I just thought, you know, it's that time of year. We could talk about how it was back in the day. Was it different? What do you, you know, what was your big dress? All that. All right. But before that, since you have brought it up, you need to tell the story.
Okay.
Of so when Holly, Thelma and Louise whammied people.
Thelma and Louise met in Branson for one of our little trips, and we were out to dinner, and we did not realize it was prom time in Branson until
it was spring.
Spring, and all these little, you know, kids started coming up in their dresses, and some were very tasteful and some were not.
We were on a balcony. We were on like a deck or outside of a restaurant waiting to get in. So we had prime view, and they were all coming. Yes. There was a bunch coming to eat there, I think.
And we were watching them all come in. And
we were
grading the dresses. And then on the ones that were a little risque, we would look at the boys and go, whammy. Put the whammy on them. Which meant.
Okay. How are you going to.
Which meant
right,
that we
just
were
be careful.
Making them impotent for the night.
Oh, gosh. Okay. You guys did not. No one signed up
it
for this.
It was the whammy. How did you want me to tell that story?
I don't know. We put a protective whammy on many couples that we saw. We felt it was our responsibility as parents of some kind to watch out for these young people. I thought the whammy meant it did mean that.
It did mean that.
It meant
that
nothing was going to happen.
Didn't
it also have to do with giving them diarrhea?
No.
Was that something else?
No, that's
do we
something
have a
else.
Diarrhea
that
whammy?
We do. That was when our superhero names were the Golden Raisin and the Brown Prune. And we were driving down the highway and people needed their license taken away. But they weren't listening to us.
Oh.
So we gave them the diarrhea whammy until the guy drove by us on the motorcycle. And we decided that wasn't going to be a good idea because it would fly back and hit us.
I don't remember any. How do you remember that? I did not
remember.
The golden
raisin and the brown prune.
I remember that. Yeah. I remember our superhero names. And our power is that we can give uncontrolled diarrhea to anyone that we deem. That's a good superpower.
It is.
Because you cannot overcome the diarrhea.
I just want you to know it's also very satisfying to when somebody makes you mad to just kind of walk by and go whammy. They don't have any idea what you mean.
Exactly. No, exactly right. It was a good whammy. Uh-huh. That's right. So we did not do that whammy on the children. We were providing, as I said, a service for parents, a purity
protection.
We did. We wanted to make sure that nobody created a new life that evening. We all had a good time. And some of the dresses made us think we ought to whammy more than others, and not just dresses. I don't mean look at it. We're going to get so much. We're going to get 100% canceled.
Do I really care?
No, I don't either. Okay. I don't either. I think we did a general whammy on everybody, though.
Yeah.
Because we were whammy.
It was
we
great
would,
fun.
They'd walk by, we were like, whammy.
Whammy.
You guys, we're very powerful and very immature, apparently.
That's right.
But so tell us, take us back to 19, what was it, 87 for
87.
You?
87. Yeah.
Was that senior year?
Senior year.
Okay, so did you only go senior year?
We only
had
senior prom, and we still only have senior prom. We don't have a junior senior prom.
Okay,
now you could take an underclassman,
Okay, so describe the scene. Where did you guys have it? What was your dress?
It was at the high. It was at the high school.
Yes, which is such a classic.
And we had to decorate the gym.
Oh.
And I was senior class president.
Of course.
And so,
of course, she was.
All of my friends. Everybody, you know, when they had to go get dressed, they left. And I'm still sitting there doing balloon arches and stuffing tissue paper and streamers. And I honestly had like 30 minutes to get ready for my prom. And so here all my friends are, you know, decked out, beautiful. And I'm like, did I brush my teeth? I mean,
You didn't have time to electrocute your face real fast.
Time to electrocute my face. I ran home.
Oh, Jody.
Slapped some makeup on. My hair was not done.
Oh.
Slapped some makeup on. Got my dress on. And yeah, I did not have that, you know, that prom, I don't know, like
idealization kind of?
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I was like out of breath trying to get ready.
Yeah.
This electric blue dress.
Oh, blue's your color though.
I know.
Blue's your color.
And it was strapless.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom was like tiered.
Absolutely.
Bottom tiered. And then across my boobies, I had this giant electric blue bow.
Oh my gosh. I was hoping you were going to say bow.
Yeah, oh,
it was shiny metallic.
It was shiny metallic.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys, the 80s. It was so bad and so good.
I still think it was a pretty dress, though.
It sounds like an amazing dress, like a real statement. That bow. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I had black heels that had diamonds in, well, rhinestones in them. And
you were fancy. Wow.
My dress was pretty, but I was ragged.
But she was huffing and a puffing. That is so great. Decorating the gym. That's such a classic. That's such a right out of, like, again, an 80s movie or 40s, 50s, yeah. More like 50s, 60s set, you know, kind of movie of the little student council decorating the gym.
Yep. And back then we had dinners at the school. We had like a dinner before prom.
Oh, wow.
Now all the kids go to someone's house.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's a big undertaking to have a dinner for everybody.
We did that. And then my parents had a after prom breakfast. So at 2 o'clock, tons of people came back to my house and we had breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice. That's cool. That's awesome. It's such a fun time. We did since I was at a Christian school, we had a junior senior banquet. Mm-hmm. Same formal, all the, you know, juniors and seniors, both the junior class would put it on, would host it or put it on, find the place. It was never at, school, I don't think. We had Christmas banquet there. That was the other formal event, was a Christmas banquet, and they started having that in the gym and decorating and all that. But I don't think the junior, I think the junior senior was always somewhere. Just, I mean, again, it's a, you know, big city and whatever, but the junior class would host it. And so when we were juniors, a couple of my really good friends were student council-y kind of people. Anyway, and we had it on, this will take people back in St. Louis. We had it on the Goldenrod Showboat on the river, on a riverboat. On the Mississippi, it was called, and the theme, I remember it now. I can't believe I remember all this because my memory is not the greatest. It was Moonlight on the Mississippi.
Oh, I like that.
It was really cool. I'm not gonna lie. And this was the Goldenrod Showboat, which was a dinner theater and show like kind of place normally, but you could get it for events. I don't know how they came up with that and did that, but I remember thinking that was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And so we had dinner there and some kind of, I guess it was some kind of entertainment. Oh, I think we did pictures. See, my memory, you guys, I need help.
So did y'all dance since it was?
No, we did not. No. We could not have dances at the school, but then come along, most of my, at that point, there were some parents that were hosting after, party kind of dances and they would invite everybody, you know, I mean, some people would do their own, but there kind of came to be a couple of times anyway, a bigger, thing afterwards. I think I definitely remember doing that junior year because I remember the dress I wore. Good Lord. Okay. So difference between junior year Holly and senior year Holly. I don't know why. I always wanted to wear this dress. So I wore junior year this dress that my sister actually made and wore to her junior senior banquet when she was in school there. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could find pictures. They're all at my dad's. I don't know where any of the pictures are. It was an off the shoulder, mint green and pink ruffled, like it was like Scarlett O'Freakin'Hara. I mean, can you picture?
Did you have the curtain rod sticking out?
No, it wasn't like, I wished that dark green dress was better. No, this was full blown. Red. What? I mean, it was poop. It had a puffy skirt. And again, it was the 80s, y'all. So let's just, you know, this was 88 probably. Anyway, and I just loved that dress that she, you know, because it was so, that was the time, the pink and the green, the prep, you know, but it was this mint green taffeta. It was a beautiful taffeta and pink. I don't know, like bows or roses. I don't even know. She made it. It was gorgeous. And I was just in this big old belle of the ball. I mean, and I loved it. Then my senior year, I think I wore this gorgeous, was that senior year? I think so. It was just kind of a really simple, almost like a V-neck kind of a tank. I want to say it was Gunny Sack or Jessica McClintock or Laura Ashley. It was one of those, but it was simple. It was probably mid, T-length. Do you remember those gorgeous taffetas back in that time had like a black, like a color and like a black shift kind of to them? I don't know. Yes. Taffeta was big, y'all. We did taffeta like nobody's business.
Yes.
But it was this kind of a burnished bronzy brown color. I mean, so now Holly's back.
Now we're going from,
We went from Scarlett O'Hara to like, my gosh, she's showing me a picture, you guys. Look at you with that. Joni, that's actually really cute.
Isn't it cute? Cute dress.
I like the material. Like it's a really pretty color. Mm-hmm. How did you find that? She just showed me a picture, y'all, of her at the, you got to post that.
Okay.
I don't know where my pictures are.
I actually put it on too when JB had his here. And this will show you the color a little better, actually. Oh, okay. I put it back on when JB had his prom. I did.
Oh, Joni. Oh, okay. There's the color. That is a bow. Yeah. That's a bow right there. You needed a big bow because you needed.
Yeah. It covered the girls.
Girls needed to get covered up.
Cover the girls.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I loved my brown kind of. It's not even just brown. It was like a metallic-y kind of a burnished bronzy. It was really gorgeous and I loved it. A really simple dress. And so that was my senior year where we went to down to the Adams Mark Hotel. It used to be the Adams Mark on the riverfront. The juniors did that there. Yeah. And then we hung out with friends and all that stuff. So
did y'all have like dates to your, since
you could,
it was Christmas?
Yeah, I never did because I was weird in high school. I didn't want to go with a guy. I just wanted to go hang with my friends. I didn't have any rope. Like, you know, I dated someone earlier in high school, but I didn't have any rule. Mm-hmm. I had a guy friend, you know, but a couple people. And then once you say no to one that asks you, the good news say, I'm just going with my friends. Then
you have to go with your friends.
Like, Joe, your secret crush could ask you and you would have to still.
Yeah.
I would anyway have to still be like, no, I'm going. But I would rather go with my friends and then hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just my thing. How about, I'm sure you guys, but people did. People asked each other and brought dates from other, you know, if you were dating somebody or whatever. So
I had a guy who was my very best friend in the world. And but it was so awkward trying to ask him to prom because he was a year younger than me.
Oh, okay. So you had to ask him.
So, and it was just, I don't know why. You know, of course, they're so naive and shy. And
it was also the time when girls didn't really ask girls guys to be. I mean, they some, but not very often.
I mean, he was my best friends. And, you know, it was so, but still. But then we ended up dating. We were hot and heavy all summer.
Oh, well, whammy. Okay, sorry. Oh my gosh.
You guys. 35 years too late for that.
Well, retroactive whammy. Whammy on everyone. We better do a general whammy right now. Oh, you guys. Oh, we're just too old for this. We're just too old. Oh, it was fun. Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. So that's what most of the kids, though, there, they just kind of, like you said, they go out to people's houses for dinner now, and then they go to the dance, and then are there still, have you chaperoned your, have you been a chaperone?
I have been a chaperone, yes.
Oh, okay.
But listen.
That's prime
the kids
whammy
weren't
time.
Really, yeah. Oh, yeah. But the kids weren't the program, but we had this in the, in our special ed department, there's a, and I guess she's officially an aide, and she's a little wacky. And so, but they all go with their students and they get them dressed up. It's precious. They're precious.
That's nice. That's fun.
But all of a sudden, Patricia climbs up on one of the tables and she's dancing.
No.
And so the head special ed teacher is standing beside me and I went, hey, Deborah. She said, yeah. I said, you see Patricia over there dancing on the table? Mm-hmm. That shirt's coming off tonight. And she went, oh, Patricia. Oh, and she runs over there. She's like pulling her down.
So Patricia was a student?
No, Patricia.
Oh, she was the aide. That's what I thought. And then I was like all messed up.
Oh, no.
Did someone spike the punch? What was going on? Has anyone spiked the punch?
No, that's just her. That's just.
That's an 80s classic, is someone spiking the punch.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. You've not had any punch spiking incidents. Oh, my goodness. I would hate to be a chaperone, too. That would be, oh, gosh.
They don't stay there long enough now. You know, it's all about.
Yeah.
It's about the before dinner. And the after party.
So do you guys have the rule where, like, if you leave, once you leave, you're out?
Once you leave, you don't come back.
Yeah. And we would sometimes, some one of those years we had a lock-in. That might have been junior year. That might have been after our junior year one. I think we had a, you know, the classic, you were not a kid in the 80s if you didn't go to a lock-in at some point in your life.
Yeah.
And it was at a big, like, Yeah, but this was at a, the Doubletree Hotel out in Chesterfield had, like, in the basement part, like a big rec center, like a gym and a, pool, like there was stuff to do, but I remember, it always sounds really fun and then come around and then we all went to breakfast at the, you know, after somewhere. And I mean, but you're just wrecked.
Yeah.
My gosh. And you're just like, at some point you're just with your friends, like sitting on the floor, leaning against the wall, like in some hallway, just like, trying to stay alive.
Stay alive, stay alive.
Oh, these good memories. Well, okay. Let us... I think we're ready to talk about your recipe, what you got for us today, unless there's something else. Do you have something else that you need to discuss with us?
No, I think that one.
That covers it. That whammies covers it.
I should have read the notes.
That's all right.
That's all right. So, recipe. Okay. We talked about the Kentucky Derby coming.
We did.
We also have Cinco de Mayo coming.
Oh.
So, I have a really good...
Sorry. I got excited. Okay.
I have a really good chicken fiesta is what it's called.
Oh.
Or fiesta chicken. Either way, however you want to say it. And it is so good. But you take a chicken breast and you dredge it. You mix up. You crush up like Cheez-Its or cheese crackers.
There you go. Okay.
And
I've never cooked anything with Cheez-Its. I'm excited. This is exciting.
So that you mix that with taco seasoning and then you dredge your chicken breast in that boneless, skinless chicken breast. Mm-hmm. Dredge that till it's coated and you're going to bake that. And while it's baking, you make your sauce out of whipping cream, cheddar cheese, Monterey Jack, diced chili peppers, what else is in it? Garlic. Green onions. It's green onions.
Mm.
Anyway, so you make this sauce and you pour over it and bake it some more. And it's some slap your mama good.
Yeah, that sounds that sounds pretty good. That does sound fiesta chicken. I like it. I like the name. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like a really, like, that's going to be a crowd pleaser for young kid. Like,
everybody.
You know, if it's not too spicy, you could probably spice it up however you want. But
you
like,
can, but it's not.
That's a crowd pleaser. What do you usually serve that with? A little Spanish rice, or what do you
do? I do a little Mexican rice underneath it, put it layered on top of it. It's vegetables are kind of hard with that. I make some peppers and onions and
there you go.
Sautos,
just like a little saute.
Sautos.
You
saute them? Sautos them.
Oh.
Saute them. I have done like broccoli. With it just to get some
with the
some
sauce,
green,
even the leftover sauce over broccoli would be
fantastic.
That'd be really good.
Of course,
really
you can always
good.
Do a salad, any you know, anything like that. So,
okay, chicken that sounds that's a crowd pleaser right there.
Well, I'm actually making it Thursday. This week, y'all, is Administrative Assistance Week.
Okay.
So, otherwise known as the political incorrect name for that is Secretary's
Day.
It
used to be Secretary's Day.
Used to be Secretary's Day.
That is exactly right.
So that is this week. And so Thursday, we are feeding all of our administrative assistants and we're going to do the chicken fiesta.
Nice. That's going to be great. They're going to love that.
Oh, tomorrow is Milkshake Lab.
Dadgummit.
I'm
never
the best
there
job.
For Milkshake Lab. Y'all, she does a lab. Listen. She does a lab with her children, with her students, excuse me, on how to make milkshakes.
I actually save Dairy Week. For kind of late in the spring.
Right. When
and we're getting there. Unfortunately, it's kind of cool here this week. But I mean, they bust their tails all semester long. We are cooking and cleaning and cooking and cleaning. And so I save this Dairy Week and I do it like today. I did the dairy lesson. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow is kind of just their reward day.
Yes.
So they get to make milkshakes and go sit outside and just chill.
And just reap the rewards.
Which is good, especially for my seniors, because they're so stressed
out.
They're
so done. And finals are coming. Yeah. They're just beyond done.
Scholarship applications and research papers. And so it's just kind of a day to.
That's really nice. Yeah, I love that. So y'all can go have milkshakes this week.
That's right.
It's apparently going to be milkshake day. It's Dairy Week. We didn't even know.
See?
Oh my goodness, I love it. Okay, are you ready for my top three?
I am ready for your top three.
Top three.
I am too, and I have them written right here.
You're not going to run back and forth?
No, that was a whole disaster. Okay. 2 times ago, I was running everywhere.
Top three.
All right, my first one is, I should have brought it over here to I could at least show you. I'm such an idiot. Well, anyway, I got a new sun visor. And this I got before I was even doing my Mrs. Roper.
Does it have a little eye zod on the top of it?
No, it doesn't. It's it's like a dark tan baskety, straw.
I do.
I'm like, what's that material? Basket. I'm not wearing a basket on my head.
Straw.
The visor, and then the band is this nice black. So it's like black and tan straw.
Okay.
So it's like a cool, like it's kind of a nicer. I've had like a really junky visor.
Yeah.
And then I have what I wear at your house, which is I just wear a white baseball hat, like in the pool, and which is fine. But sometimes, like if I'm out and about and I don't want it to mess all my hair, this is a little bit better option. So I got a new visor. I just got it at Nordstrom Rack. So, but I bet you could order, I'll link it so people can, see the picture. But I love it. And it makes me feel like I'm not quite, because I look terrible in a baseball hat. So that white baseball hat just makes me look like, but I don't care when I'm floating in the pool. So I got a new sun visor already. And then my second, number two on my top three, is a product that I've been using for a little bit. I'm on my first little tube of it. It's called, almost dropped it. It's by Grande Cosmetics. And there's ads for this all the time on Instagram too. That's probably where I saw it. And this is their Grande Brow 2-in-1. Tinted gel and brow enhancing serum.
Whoa. Okay.
I know. So, Joni is not looking.
I swear we are so different. We are so different.
She just doesn't appreciate. I'm talking to the people that appreciate. M Squared, do you appreciate this? Go get you some Grande Brow 2-in-1. The thing is, all the lash serums and brow, people trying to, which is really kind of cool because as we age, things are thinning out. I used to always have very dark, nice eyebrows.
Yeah.
And, they start to kind of thin out. And your eyebrows are very important on your face, guys. They're very important. They frame your face. Get your brows done. Deal with your brows. There you go. So this, anyway, and I noticed over the last year or whatever.
If anybody wants to go outside and roll around in the mud with me, I'm here. I'm available.
I roll around in the mud too. And then when I wash up, I put my brow serum on. Okay. There ain't nothing. I'm the full package. I can do both.
You go.
Okay.
You go. Okay.
So anyway, the thing about this is it's a tinted brow. You know how, anyway, you can do pencils and gels and all the things to give your brows color to fill them in. Okay. So it's got that color, but it also has the, the brow enhancing, the serum in there as well, which I like because I, as much as I like, you know, to try these products, I'm lazy and I don't, I mean, I know I do sometimes a lot of steps, but if it's not easy, I'm just, you know, to do something every night or to add another step. So I'm like, at least in the day when I'm getting ready, it's part of my, I'm already doing my brows anyway. So this was like, as it says, a 2-in-1.
Okay.
But it colors them in. It's pretty simple. They color in enough for me. It stays put. It doesn't flay. It doesn't, you know, I use medium, which my hair is dark, but I use medium and it's plenty dark for me.
So I will confess to you that I do have a little brow brush enhancer thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And that I use, but I also, my little eyebrow pencil, you know, to darken it up was getting pretty low. So I ordered another one. And this morning was the first time that I used it.
Let me take the glasses off.
No, because I have like rubbed it off because it was
still
a little,
see it, though.
It was a bit. On the,
okay. I wish
on
you
the
took
dark
a picture.
Side.
It was too
it
dark.
It looked like it, like
a you look
monkey.
Like Groucho Marx.
It, yes, it looked like a monkey head, and I was like, my gosh.
Jody.
Yes, was like coloring on my face, and I was trying to wipe it off. And
you need to get you some of this.
I need the 2-in-1.
And it comes in a light, like it comes in like 4 colors. There's like the light, then there's, I think, like an auburn for the redhead people, this medium, and then there's a dark. And like I said, I have pretty dark.
What did you got medium?
I got medium because too dark. You do want dark. Even blonde people can wear a little bit darker brow. Like, you know, especially if you have kind of roots and stay and it looks great. But the dark, I didn't want it to be like too. So for every day. And and here's the thing, though, I've noticed them. They look like they're growing back better. They look fuller. They look darker a little bit, just even when I wash and take it off. So I think it works, y'all. So get you some of that. It you can just order it. I ordered it off of Sephora, and it's not super expensive. I don't remember how much it was, but like you say, if you're doing the 2-in-1, and you know,
right, save yourself a step.
Yeah, save yourself a step. So that seems to work well. Then the last little thing, just on my number three, my top three, is the dogwood trees right now in St. Louis are thebomb.com.
You know,
they are so gorgeous.
We had a dogwood tree in front of my house on Elm Street that I grew up in. And I miss my dogwood tree.
They're so pretty.
It was such a tree. I mean, every year I loved watching that bloom out.
But yeah, we have one right outside our bedroom window here. Yeah. The kids planted for, I don't know, a couple Mother's Days or birthdays ago, or I don't know what it was anyway. And it is just gorgeous. It's just white, glowing, fluffy, but all over St. Louis right now. It's just that time of year as you drive through all the areas, they're in their peak and they're just delicate and fluffy and gorgeous. They're all the white ones, but even the pink ones they're so pretty. We're having such a pretty spring with those. So every time I drive and do anything anywhere, they're making me really happy. And dogwood flower is the official flower of the state of Missouri.
Yeah.
So
I did know that.
There you go. A little history for you. So that's it. That's all I got in my top three.
Well, all right.
Get you some brows, put your visor on and go look at the dogwoods.
In your caftan.
Always in the caftan. Okay. Oh my gosh. I had to get another dress today. Or I didn't have to. Let's rephrase. But I got these graduations coming up, and I hadn't thought, squat about them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, gosh darn it. I have a dress for the wedding. Little update. Okay. It's not the dress I thought I was. It's not those ones I was telling you about.
Okay.
But it is a dark. It's still a dark. It's a dark green. It's really pretty. It was really pretty. The other ones, they were just too heavy. They were too much material. Yeah. I felt like.
Where did you get this one?
This one was online. I don't remember. But I think this was from Baltic, that site I told you about, Baltic Born.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was, I think I got it from there because I ordered 3 more from them and then tried those on and sent 2 back. And this one, it's a really pretty, kind of a dark emerald green, but it's really simple style. It's a V-neck, which I love. I love a V-neck. I need a V-neck. But it has like straps and it connects in the back. It's covering, but V-necky, I can wear a normal bra. It's very light, very lightweight, nice silhouette. And all over it are little, it looks like sequins, but they're not. They're like little silver dots all over the fabric. Oh, so it's okay. Like, it's sort of sparkly.
You're sparkly.
I'm going to be really sparkly. And I'm really excited about being sparkly. So I was just thrilled. You know, you get to this point, I'm like, I don't want to look in another dress. I don't want to see. And I was just like, please.
Well, just going to have to dress me whenever my kids go. Because, you know, you're a shopper and you're at that way. And I am not a shopper.
I'm not a shopper, though. I don't like, I sometimes
you're more
like
than
it.
I am.
True. But so it like your dog is a bigger shopper than you are.
That's
so
true.
I can do it. I can get in the mood. But, you know, it's not like my favorite. But I just wanted to get a dress that I was going to not just be like, oh, it's okay. You know, right. I wanted something that I really was going to like.
It's your firstborn's wedding.
I know. So it's comfy.
Yes.
And it's lightweight. So I'm like, that's a score. So far, unless something like lightning bolt from on high drops a different dress on my head. That's what, and I think some like silver strappy sandals and, you know, there we go.
Okay.
I was telling you that for another reason. I don't remember why. Oh, dresses. I don't know what I'm wearing to rehearsal dinner yet, but now I had graduation. So I think I found a dress today, exchanging shoes for the boys for the wedding. Tim has pants. Praise the Lord. That's all I got.
We are all praising the Lord for that.
He has pants. He has shoes.
Him. Very thankful that Uncle Tim has pants there.
You would be. So anyway, I'll check back again next week. But I think I'm winding down on having to order stuff, look at stuff, return stuff. And it's right in the nick of time because I'm about to like just want to be in my caftan. I don't want anything else.
Oh my gosh.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope we just brought a little joy, a little laughter. If you need to borrow the power of the whammy for any reason, we bequeath it. We deputize you to feel free to use the whammy as needed.
Yep. Y'all, happy prom, happy derby, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Coronation. Graduation coming up. That's in another week. Yeah. We still have an episode before that. So maybe we should do some little coronation.
Okay. Happy prom. Just happy prom.
Just prom. We're not going to happy anything else.
Whammy.
All right. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, cornholio.
Whammy. My face is burning up. I'm going to die. It's burning.
Maybe you're having an allergic reaction to something too.
No, I don't. The first when it happened, I thought maybe I was because there was a little bit of itchiness.
Yeah.
And I was like around the eyes and stuff. And I was like, I thought maybe, but now it's just, I think I done zapped myself. I think I done struck myself. All right, I got to go make pasta primavera for dinner, so wish me luck.
Got to go do grilled chicken. All right, goodbye.
Bye, talk to you later.